So yesterday morning on the show, we were talking about, we got into the discussion of cereal. We had these fascinating facts about Wheaties and their fantastic mascot, Champy. And then we got into, we started talking about how you would get boxes of cereal for the prize that they would offer. And then we also talked about the fact that in the 70s up through right around the 80s or so, you could actually get records like 45s that would be on the back of the box of cereal, and you would cut them out and then play them on your turntable. And we played some Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and Boo Berry going disco. Esmeralda, you missed that.
That's a shame.
It's Frankenberry, Boo Berry, and it's a shame. And Blackula. And Blackula. Blackula went out with them. He was hanging out with them. Blackula was hanging out with them.
What cereal was that?
My dad, when we went to go see, my dad, I remember, my dad and I saw a lot of blaxploitation movies when I was a kid. Well, like all, you know, I mean, from everything, Superfly, Shaft, Dolomite, Human Tornado, like all of the blaxploitation movies we went to see. And we went to go see Black Panther. When we saw Black Panther in the theater, my dad goes, "Hey, whatever happened to Blackula?" I go, I think the actor's dead because he was like 50 when he made Blackula, and that was like in 72. He's like, "I like that movie." I said, "Well, maybe, you know, they'll remake it." But anyway, Count Chocula, not Blackula. Blackula should have had his own cereal, too. Don't you think? Anyway, they go disco, Esmeralda, and it was quite and they told a whole story. They were all, like, bored in the castle. Let's go disco, you know, and then they...
Is there a dance accompanying the songs?
Well, we turned it off. There was still, like, 4 minutes left after we listened to it for a while, and we're like, all right. Because it took them forever to get to the disco. They had to set up the whole story. It was a Saturday night. They were bored. They were kind of lonely. They were in the castle and hanging out.
This is like Pink Floyd level storytelling.
Yeah.
What's going on?
No, yeah. It was an epic. And then by the time then disco music started, they get to the disco and they're like, "The girls are going to love me." You know, and then the disco music started and we had to go to a commercial break because we were playing it. It took 26 minutes to play the damn thing. So we're like, I think we need to break here. We have to break as they get to the disco. So I don't really know what happened once they got to the disco, Esmeralda, but they did get to the disco.
I think you should dedicate a whole show.
Just to that?
Yeah. Just listening to the records.
Well, we found out it was available, right? Didn't you say? $14?
Yeah, $14.
$14, Esmeralda. We can get that disc and listen to it.
Too bad your birthday has passed.
Yeah.
Man.
Christmas is coming up. All right. Do we have weather?
Did I not give it to you?
No. I don't think so. Unless I threw it out.
No, I didn't give it to you.
Okay. You want me to go to Esmeralda first and then do weather?
Sure.
All right. We got weather and traffic here. We're going to go a little, we're going to do a switcheroo, as we call it in the business. A little switcheroo.
Welcome back, Esmeralda. We're going to keep you on your toes.
Right.
I leave one day. Everything's topsy-turvy.
Well, it's because we got all distracted by Count Chocula discoing. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and it's a two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. 312-981-7200. Dan in Michigan is enjoying some train, and that's 50 ways to say goodbye. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Yesterday we were talking about cereal and your favorite cereals and other stuff, but we have the greatest cereal box prizes. This is from what we've discovered to be the best website on the planet, Dan.
MrBreakfast.com.
That's right, MrBreakfast.com. Now, we've only talked about cereal in regards to MrBreakfast.com. I'm assuming that all kinds of breakfasts are discussed in detail on MrBreakfast.com.
You are correct.
Oh, the best. So anyway, if you remember any of these toys, let us know. The Honeycomb Monster Mitts. Monster Mitts were found in Honeycomb cereal in 1974. They were cheap plastic gloves with ghoulish designs. One looked like eyeball... like skin, it was unzipping to expose bones. Another had blue veins and an eyeball. Another was a scaly sea monster. A fourth one was red veins and a spider crawling up them. Trade with friends, collect all four monster mitts. How big were they? They were gloves, plastic gloves shoved inside the box? Wow. Cap'n Crunch Surfers. Around 1983, Crunch Berries and other varieties of Cap'n Crunch offered snap-together Cap'n Crunch Surfers. There were three possible surfers in the shape of Cap'n Crunch, his pirate foe, Jean Lafoot, or his friend, Smedley the Elephant. Smedley the Elephant. The direction said, gently hold toy underwater and fill. Hold on top of the water, balance your surfer, and then let go. So they surfed on the water. I'd really like to see Smedley the Elephant surf. What about spooky speedsters? 1981 boxes of General Mills Monster cereals offered snap-together spooky speedsters. There was one for each monster. Count Chocula had the Midnight Creeper. It looked like a coffin. Frankenberries and Booberries looked more like racing cars. They were called the Silly Stretcher and the Crazy Cloud Car, respectively. I remember those. I had those. Let's see. What else? Flintstones Car. In the 70s, you could find a Flintmobile in select boxes of post-Pebbles cereals. A Flintmobile was a tiny replica of the car that Fred Flintstone drove on the Flintstones program. They came in four different colors with a removable suntop. How about Bobbing Cuckoo Birds? That, obviously, Cocoa Puffs. This was in the late 60s. Bobbing Cuckoo Birds in the shape of Sonny the Cuckoo Bird, or Gramps, Sonny's grandpa. His name is Sonny? Did you know that?
I did. They referred to him as Sonny in the commercials.
They do? Oh, I must have forgotten.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it was like when you were watching kids' shows, but when we were in the 80s, 90s.
Okay. Let's see. What else? Monster disguise stickers. Boxes of Count Chocula and Frankenberry contained one of three sets of monster disguise stickers. You could use them to have scary eyebrows, bloody fangs, facial scars, and a bolt in your neck, or another eye in the middle of your forehead. Glow-in-the-dark, wacky wall walkers. This was from 1986. Corn Pops and Fruit Loops. Sometimes sold in stores as wacky, tacky octopus wall walkers. You toss it on the wall and it tumbles and crawls down. Then a few years later, Kellogg's cereals offered wacky wall walkers that did not glow in the dark. Well, what's the point? Those things are always weird. You slam against the wall and then they slowly... Urkel for President campaign buttons. Oh, this must have been something right here. If you're a kid of the 90s, you probably loved or at least tolerated a character named Steve Urkel. Loved? Who loved Steve Urkel? On Family Matters.
Everyone but you.
Well, I didn't watch the show.
Delayed hate.
Yeah. Delayed hate. He was also on their morning zoo team. He handled business.
Very angry.
Yeah, delayed hate. The Dow Jones is down. The lovable nerd was also popular. He was so popular that Ralston gave him his own cereal called Urkel O's. The company capitalized on election fever for the Clinton-Bush senior presidential campaign at the time and promoted their new cereal with an Urkel for President cereal box that featured win a trip to Washington, D.C. And they had nifty campaign buttons within. Alphabet's Pocket Printer. What? In reality, this pocket printer from Alphabet's around 1973 was actually a pocket embosser. You slip the edge of the piece of the paper in the device, you press a key, and a faint letter and or other symbol would appear slightly raised, invisible. So it's an embosser. Crunchberry Story Scope. It's a wristwatch-style magnifying viewer with cutout disc containing Captain Crunch adventure stories. Glow-in-the-dark monster heads. 1976, you get one of four glow-in-the-dark plastic monster heads for specially marked boxes. These heads could be used as finger puppets. I think I had those. I really think I had those. How about Super Sugar Crisp Action Pinball? Oh, this has got to be amazing here. In 1978, Super Sugar Crisp offered action pinball games. There were six to collect, including an Animal Fun game, a Shooting Stars game, and a Sugar Bear game. I bet they were quality, too. I bet that was a quality pinball machine right there that you got in your cereal box. All right. We got a break here for the news on WGN. We'll wrap this up. And Dan and Esmeralda, you guys are going to give me a quiz, correct, on similar movie titles?
Yes.
Oh, all right. All right. News is up next. Two for Tuesday continues here. Squat requesting our good friends the Empty Pockets. They've been on the show many times. On with Steve and Johnny as well. And that's You Know I Do. Empty Pockets. Very cool people. Very cool band. All right. How you doing, everybody? Hi, it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And I'm your overnight dude here 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. It is Tuesday, two for Tuesday. Yeah. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And yes, and we are here till 5. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. So there you go. And we are talking about some. I'm going to go through just a few more of these, and then we're going to get a little quiz thrown at me. Dan and Esmeralda are going to challenge me on movie titles. See how well I do on a Tuesday. So just a few more of these crazy prizes that you get in your cereal boxes. How about the Honeycomb Around a Corner viewers? If you ever try to spy around a corner on your neighbors, Honeycomb cereal had the answer in 1973. They gave away Around a Corner viewers in selected boxes. The viewers were small plastic periscopes that came in orange, blue, or yellow. The Watergate scandal was in full gear. And Roger Moore had just made his debut as James Bond in Live and Let Die. So there you go. Spying around the corner was the big thing. How about the Flintstone Rock Grabber? That sounds like fun. In 1974, boxes of Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity Pebbles offered one of three plastic rock grabbers in either red, blue, or yellow. They extended from about 4 inches to 8.5 inches. The box illustrated that they were good for picking up leaves, feathers, and toothpicks. Think of them as kids' versions of Easy Reachers. That sounds like fun for the whole family. Doesn't that sound like hours of fun? Hey, let's pick some toothpicks up. But see, in the 70s, we could have killed 10 hours doing that. Or what we'd probably end up doing, I would jam one of them in my friend's eyeball. That's what I would do. All right. Hey, Esmeralda, in 1968, you could get Beatles stickers.
Oh.
Yeah. With the release of Yellow Submarine, boxes of Nabisco's Rice Honeys and Wheat Honeys featured Beatles-themed boxes and Beatles stickers and prizes. These Beatles cereal boxes are some of the most prized and valuable boxes among collectors, garnering around $1,000 on online auctions. What do they look like? Dan, can you look that up? 1968 Nabisco Rice Honeys or Wheat Honeys Beatles boxes. Sometimes $1,000. Wow. Now, I would imagine if they were promoting Yellow Submarine, that would be the animated versions of the Beatles and the Blue Meanies and stuff. That would be my guess. Esmeralda, would you be interested in a dragnet whistle?
They had whistles?
Here's what it says. The official Jack Webb dragnet whistle with the official dragnet emblem was made that made a shrill police sound. It was the eighth highest rated show in premium on TV at this time. You could also cut out your Dragnet Junior Deputy ID card and badge. I don't remember Jack Webb ever having a whistle. So,
they seem much more subdued.
Yeah.
For that.
I mean, Jack Webb was not like running around screaming. He was never shrill. He was the opposite of shrill. So, Dan, do these Beatles?
They are from the movie.
Oh, it is. It's Yellow Submarine. That's pretty cool. All right. Would you like a Cookie Crisp mini skateboard, Esmeralda?
For my fingers?
I would imagine so. How about Pep comic buttons? Kellogg's Pep cereal in 1948. It was the first time a prize was placed in a cereal box. Before then, grocers would give you prizes at the cash register. So those were the first ones, significant for that reason. How about Kellogg's Frogmen? Three possible U.S. Navy frogmen available in boxes at Kellogg's Corn Flakes and Frosted Flakes in 54 and 55. You had an obstacle scout, a demolitions expert, or a torch man. Oh, my God. Fuel them up with high-pressure propellant and wham, they dive into action to carry on underwater demolition duties. Wow. How about Honeycomb digital watches? Oh, I bet these were high quality gear. To have a send-away offer to get a watch from cereal wasn't unusual, but to have a working watch actually inside the box was very exciting for kids. To make matters even more incredible, it didn't display just the time. It could show the date. From what we could find looking at pictures, there were as many as 8 different styles over a couple of years. The best ones had the Honeycomb logo and graphic interpretations of cereal pieces. All right. How about free cash in every box? Now, see, that sounds fine to me. In 1986, Almond Delight cereal was introduced by Ralston with an exciting in-the-box promotion. Psst, want cash? Free? Every box has cash from around the world. U.S. money in every 43rd box. It might be worth less than a penny, but it might be worth up to $500. Wow. Another delightfully deceptive cash-in-the-box promotion from Almond Delight featured historic U.S. currency. Might be worth less than a penny?
Isn't that what they have to put in the fine print of coupons?
Yeah. And then the last two here, the Alphabet's terrariums. In 1980, post-Alphabet's...
Oh, you skipped number three. What? Number three is my favorite.
All right, hold on a minute. Oh my God. Deed to 1 inch of land in the Yukon. In 1955, Quaker cereals, including puffed rice and puffed wheat, offered a real deed of ownership to 1 square inch of land in Yukon Gold Rush country. The prize was part of a cross-promotion with the radio show Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. Just sign your name to the deed and become owner of a property in famous Gold Rush country. The deeds are worthless today, but can easily garner $15 to $20 on eBay as a piece of memorabilia. Oh, man. You're a landowner as like an 8-year-old. You now own land. Alphabet's terrarium in 1980. Post-Alphabet's enticed kids to start growing your own garden in 3 different terrariums inside. I'm sure they were giant. Then finally, the Sugar Bear 3-in-1 yo-yo. This combination yo-yo, whistle, and puzzle came in boxes of Super Sugar Crisp in 1974. It's a yo-yo. Do all the tricks regular yo-yos do. Sleep it, spin it, walk it, fly it around the world. 2-inch diameter. It's a whistle. One side of the yo-yo, there's a Sugar Bear whistle, plus a whistle code for sending messages to your friends, and it's a puzzle. And the other side.
That's how the Dragnet guys communicated through whistle code.
Whistle code. On the other side, the yo-yo has a ball puzzle game. Easy to assemble. Available. Oh, I bet it's easy to assemble. I bet it's just a snap to assemble. Collect all 3 3-in-1 yo-yos. Sleep it, spin it, walk it, fly it around the world. Very exciting stuff. All right, well, hope maybe you guys still have some of those fantastic toys at home.